escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You'll hear him coming up in about an hour. Cody and Gold from 10 to 2 here on 96.5 The Fan with Cody, Alex, and Drew. Alex says the Missouri Gambling Commission will award two untethered sports betting licenses today in the state of Missouri. The three operators that are in the running are FanDuel, DraftKings, Circa.
Cool.
I would assume, I don't know, because you know what happens when you assume.
Make an ass out of you and me.
Boom.
Boom.
Yeah. I would assume that FanDuel and DraftKings will probably, they seem to be the ones that most people use. Now, again, I don't know that to be a fact, but.
Yeah, anecdotally, that's what I.
But today, but Circa's big in like Chicago, right? Yeah. Circa's big in other places. Oh, yeah. We don't have it in the state of Kansas, obviously, so we don't know about it. But Circa's a pretty darn big one. I've seen I think they have a casino, if I'm not mistaken, out in Las Vegas, right? I mean, they're pretty darn big, so right.
Right, Alex and Cody know it
Alex
pretty
and Cody
well.
Know pretty
exactly.
Well.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a big
it's
one.
It's a huge one. That's fair. Know?
So maybe they want to do something different and bring in a different sports book. I don't know than what's across the street. Again, I'm just speaking, you know, totally. Off the top of my head going like, I've seen Circa a lot. So who knows? I don't know how it works either. How you choose or what you're basing it
on.
Or
exactly.
What are the qualifications
factors?
And yeah, all that kind of stuff. Mm. You going to come to the ham breakfast and see what sports book we're going to use?
I don't understand that. So, Mac, let's get into it. I don't understand.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy.
It's never the same people eat
Richard
ham for breakfast.
Of the week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Well, Missouri has guy. At the state fair every year. I saw yesterday the governor's ham breakfast.
Ugh. Do you ever eat ham or crave ham for breakfast? Like ham and eggs?
Have you ever craved ham?
Yes.
Yeah, have I ever
on Christmas?
Yeah, honey ham specifically.
No, the honey ham.
Honey
is
ham
good.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Ham and eggs has been good. Yeah, I've had it. It's been really good. But no, I don't ever order it. It's been made for me, and I've eaten it, and I've liked
I think
it.
It's one of those things that if it's served, you're like, oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, nice.
But you're not going into it thinking, you know what, I'm going to get the ham.
Hold the bacon, please. Give me ham.
Yeah. Like no, like when they say, what kind of meat do you want with that? It's usually bacon or sausage. Yeah. Nobody ever goes ham. With the ham.
No.
So Missouri had a ham breakfast. So I'm wondering at the ham governor's ham breakfast at the state fair, is this being discussed, you know? I think we should give it to Circa. I think we should give it to DraftKings. I think we should give it to FanDuel, you know?
Bob, who's your Richard of the Week this week?
Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen this video yet because it is amazing, and I'm going to encourage everybody listening to go watch this video of this idiot who starts to taunt an elephant in the wild, and then the elephant takes off right after this guy and stomps the hell out of him.
When animals attack, I love it.
Yeah, yes. An angry elephant charged at a tourist and then trampled him as he tried to take a selfie with the elephant.
Jeez.
The man is running for his life and then falls down. The elephant catches up and starts stomping on him. The guy did not die, okay?
Thankfully.
The guy did not die. But stop messing with animals, people. Like, you really are, Richard. You're on this, like, safari or whatever it is. You see this elephant. You get out of your car. You start taunting him. I mean, the stomping of him. He pulls the guy's pants down with his tusks. So he's laying there bare-ass. The elephant steps on him. I mean, don't mess with wild animals.
No. This is like in Wyoming when I was there for a couple years. It was every couple months. It was like the tourist comes and, you know, goes up to bison, runs away.
Oh, they were
away.
Doing that this year at Yellowstone.
Every year at Yellowstone. It's every year. It's like, what are you doing?
Idiots.
God.
Like, this is an elephant. It's got tusks. It's also 1,000 pounds,
yes,
probably
exactly.
More. And then this guy goes down, trips. The elephant just stomps right on him, rips his pants off with his tusk, and he keeps going. Now, the guy's, I think, in some serious condition. He's
for
got
sure.
some injuries and whatnot. But he's not dead. You're asking for it, man.
That's lucky. That's a miracle almost, honestly.
Yeah.
Also, don't F with animals, especially in the wild.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Go ahead, Mac. Who's your Richard of the Week?
Well, I played a second of it. I won't play the audio. You know, it's a
no,
Friday.
No, play it. So everybody else can feel your pain of why this guy's the Richard of the Week.
Yeah, but see, I don't want to feel this pain. I felt it 2 hours ago, and I wanted to puke.
Bob's got a knob. You can turn it down.
That's true. Okay.
I will. Yeah, I'll take my headsets off.
There you go.
Patrick Mahomes
couldn't do it quick enough.
Is not NOT a tier one quarterback.
Oof.
He has not played like a tier one quarterback, Kerry, not for last year, for the last two seasons. For the last two seasons, he has regressed. And Exhibit A, and that's why I say all these executives or whatever, they're living in the past. They are, and they think that they can't say anything against Patrick because he's won. I get it. He's won MVPs, and he started his career like a house on fire.
Yeah.
But they're not really looking at the numbers or being honest. And I'll ask you this. Kerry, how can your team be 15-2 last year and you get zero first-place votes for MVP?
Yeah, it's absurd. He's just saying words.
Let me know when Mac's back.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
He's just saying words. It's word vomit. It makes no sense. No one knows what he's saying. And at the end with the MVP comment, like, what are you talking about? The MVP is an award that sucks, and he should have been up for it. Almost 700 yards in 3 games, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks in the playoffs last year, and that's one of his worst playoff performances, and that would beat most any quarterback in their best run.
I will say this to Mr. Rob Parker there. Boy, you stink. But also, Andy Reid hasn't won Coach of the Year. So let's stop.
No, awards? You're bringing up awards?
Let's stop with the MVP talk. Let's stop with all this nonsense.
Yeah, you haven't won Broadcaster of the Year, I bet, Rob. So whatever. Dusty?
Mark Miller's got him beat.
Yeah, that's right, he does.
Sorry. So... Come on down to Wholesale Batteries. And by the way, did you know that I won Broadcast of the Year 8 straight years? Competition, no one. I digress there. My Richard of the Week goes to a couple that got married in New York. I don't know when they got married, but I would never do this. A New York couple charged their wedding guests $333.
Not going.
Yeah. In an effort, right? In an effort to save money. They charged people / couples $333
a head.
I mean, it just says New York couples charged their wedding guests $333 in each effort to save money. Only 60 of the 350 guests came.
Oh, came. I thought you were going to say paid.
No. Only 60 people. Well, that's the only ones that could have gone is if you paid. If he didn't pay the door, he didn't make it the wedding.
So who paid? Mom and dad on both sides. That's 4.
Yeah, exactly. Cousins.
Who are the 50s? No, if cousins, forget about
that's
that.
True.
But I mean, imagine that. Hey, welcome to our wedding, this beautiful write up. And then all of a sudden, your Richard response is, it'll be $333 to get
jeez,
through the door.
Yeah. Crazy.
Get through the door to the Lord. It'll cost you $333 to see these two people get married. $330.
Wow.
What are we doing
look,
here?
If you can't afford a wedding, don't do it. It's okay. You don't have to do that, right? That's fine. Nobody will care. But now everybody's going to remember you being a jerk. Like, you've just lost all your friends.
You remember Jake last year trying to get me to pay $330?
Let me ask you guys this. If
mine's only $150 next year, by the way. So.
$150?
Yeah, so you'll save. Yeah, you'll be good. Only
$150,
yep.
Like, this better not become a trend, because I just won't go to any more weddings. I don't
no.
care.
Oh, darn. We have to go to weddings? Yeah. Oh, exactly. God. Right.
Yeah, which is great, you know?
Here's my best friend, Mary. And I remember in first grade is where we're at. Okay. And we can't get up. That'd be rude.
You know, at my daughter's weddings, I'm going to set up a shot clock. 35 seconds of speech.
Yes,
let's go.
No, pitch clock.
Yeah, pitch clock.
And if you violate it, you have to go an hour without a drink.
Yeah.
And we'll put a ghost runner on second. Don't you dare think
now,
that won't happen.
If they're charging $333 a head, do they at least have open bar at this wedding? Or are they cheapskates and charging you for your drinks, too?
Somebody says, I'm also guessing they requested wedding gifts on top of the entry.
Yeah.
No chance.
No chance.
This
no
is
chance.
It.
Would you be friends with those people again if they sent you a wedding invitation and wanted $333?
Yeah, I've got friends that do this stuff for their kids' birthday parties.
Say what?
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, if you could, like, donate $5 to their, like, you know, whatever. And we didn't
to
do
what?
It.
To what?
To
the party fee?
To like their, you know, allowance. Like, hey, it's our kid's birthday. Bring a gift. And also, if you'd like to give a donation to their summer fund.
Oh, no. I'll give you $5. I ain't giving you a gift.
That's my
gift. It's one or the other.
Yeah, that was a legit thing. That really happened in our friends group.
Oh, that's crap.
No, my gift would be $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you're not getting a toy.
No.
Because we have, for that. What's funny is we have one of our buddies' birthday. Shout out to Owen. It's his birthday this weekend, and he's having a pool party. And happy birthday, Owen. His dad sent out a thing. He goes, hey, he doesn't want gifts. He just wants money because he wants to buy something that we're not going to pay for.
That's
him.
Good.
He has to learn. He wants a PS5, I think, basically is what he wants.
Okay, so he's...
And his dad's like, well, we're trying to teach him that if you want these luxury items, you need to save for them because they become more valuable when you have to work or try to get there. So I thought it'd be a funny.
And I'm a dad, and I don't have $600 lying around.
I can't, for the life of me, I just can't give money as a gift. And maybe that's just something I have a problem
with. Oh, that's the best gift.
It might be
the best gift.
But I've also got him into the baseball card game, and he has yet to actually rip open packs. Well, these are like $35 a pack. So I'm going to buy him a couple of those and throw a $10 bill on top of them with some candy.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, that's a really nice gift.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then there's these new things going around. They're called like ice cream shorts.
Sorry, what?
Young kids love them.
They're shorts that have ice cream?
I don't know. That's just what they're called.
I've not heard of these.
Text line will light us up here in a second.
They've probably aged out of it now, my kids. Ice cream shorts?
They're called ice cream shorts.
Like short movies about ice cream?
Nah, they're just shorts. Yeah, that's good. But no, yeah, just they're just
short people eating ice cream.
They're like,
they look trendy for a young demographic.
Yeah, they're like chubbies with really cool ice cream-like designs, I guess.
Yeah.
Like short.
I never thought I'd hear those words uttered together. Really cool ice cream like design.
But they look cool. Like I wear some of these.
And maybe this is me going way too far, but I also thought about ordering a lockbox on Amazon and putting a Surfside in there and says open when you're 21, but I have the key.
How old is he?
He'll be 9.
Yeah, forget it.
So. What is this? You'll know in about 12 years.
Nah.
And you can call me and I'll come over and unlock it.
That'll get lost.
Yeah,
blow, forget
lost,
about it.
Yeah.
The key will get lost too. I was just thinking about the lockbox. Yeah.
Somebody says, can I get those for the wife? Meaning those ice cream shorts. So I guess they're baby Gronk shorts.
Baby Gronk?
What?
Oh, no. Okay. I don't like them anymore. Thought they looked kind of cool.
Yeah. So like,
what are they called? Ice cream
shorts. I guess they're really popular for the youth.
Yeah. Those look terrible.
Well, yeah, you're a 48-year-old man.
Yeah, no, I'm just, but that's my initial reaction. I'm like, But I can see like Aiden, Jaden, Caden, Braden wearing these.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, dude, they're killing it.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is a Mason, Grayson, Jason type of line.
No, this is every kid that is a boy.
Well, I just named every boy's name today.
That's
Jackson, I forgot. Sorry.
Yeah, if you're 10 to 14, this is butter, dude.
They're $50 a pair.
Yeah,
you better believe it.
Oh, they're bait. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Baseball trying to screw the families again. Baseball lifestyle 101, $49.99 for these shorts. So $500 for the bat, $50
exactly.
for the shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, $1,700 to play on this team and then travel expenses. Welcome to sports, parents. $50 for these shorts.
Get them on Shein, 15.
Yeah, they're definitely Aiden, Braden, Caden, and Jaden wearing these.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Cause like I'll
flat
go to,
brim hat.
Cause I go to,
puka necklace.
I made the mistake of finding out what Von Muir is. You heard of the store? They got everything that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ever, like, any of
department store.
Yeah, yeah, it's got, like, Vuori, Bird Dogs, Roback, all that sort of stuff. Stay out of there.
This is danger for you.
Oh, big time. And it's right down the street. it's bad.
Damn, yeah, don't tell me about this. Yep. You got paid today.
That's right.
Doesn't mean you have to spend that money. Yeah, let me give you the lesson that I give my daughter.
Yeah. Damn it.
Just because you got paid doesn't mean you have to spend that money.
Don't get paid. Get laid.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.